Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Montana's respect, devotion, and desire to be blessed by God will be on full display in the Capitol Rotunda tomorrow morning as Montanans from across the state gather for the Governor's Prayer event. What began as the Governor's Prayer Breakfast and was celebrated for decades was put on hold when Governor Judy Martz left office 20 years ago. Governor Brian Schweitzer put an end to the event, and Governor Steve Bullock followed suit. It was not until Governor Gianforte took office in 2021 that the event resumed, albeit in a different format. Past prayer breakfasts were held off-campus at places like Carroll College and were usually held on Saturday. Governor Gianforte brought prayer and praise back into the Capitol itself in a very public service attended by elected officials, department heads, legislators, and the general public. After a 16-year hiatus, it's wonderful to hear the God of all creation being praised and worshipped in the rich acoustic setting of the Capitol Rotunda. But what about the separation of church and state? Isn't this a tacit endorsement of religion? Isn't it somehow unconstitutional? The simple answer is no, although some have tried to make that case. As hard as some have tried to erase America's Christian heritage, it's at our own peril that we allow them to succeed. America was founded as a Christian nation. The United States Supreme Court said so in the case of Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States. In that decision, Justice David Brewer stated that the historical record overwhelmingly demonstrated the United States as a Christian nation. A study conducted by Donald Lutz at the University of Houston found that of all the writings and speeches of America's founding fathers, the Bible was the most frequently cited source by far. Few know that at one point in our history, over 2,000 people per week were attending church inside the U.S. Capitol, and the Latin inscription on the aluminum capstone at the peak of the Washington Monument says, Laus Deo, which means glory to God. This might leave some to ask, how is this possible? Isn't there a separation between church and state? That question, in and of itself, shows just how far we've drifted from our founding principles. The First Amendment to the Constitution was never meant to protect the state from the church. Quite the contrary, it was meant to protect the church from intrusion by the state. Last week Friday, the Montana Senate Judiciary Committee heard Senate Bill 114, a bill to provide for the display of the Ten Commandments inside Montana's public school buildings and classrooms. The bill mirrors a similar bill enacted last year by the state of Louisiana. Displays of the Ten Commandments have long been the target of litigation, and the courts have come down on both sides of the issue. The big question is, can we remain a nation for very long if we forget the origins of our founding? Montana Family Foundation Director of Grassroots Development, Patrick Webb, testified in favor of the bill and walked the committee through the vital role that the Bible played in the writing of our Constitution. Many of the freedoms and protections that we enjoy today are directly attributable to biblical concepts, something that was so important to our ancestors that there are currently over 50 images of the Ten Commandments inside the chamber of the U.S. Supreme Court. Please join us tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. in the Capitol Rotunda for the Governor's Prayer event. Praying for God's guidance and direction is as important now as it ever was. As Ben Franklin once said, if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice, is it probable that a nation can rise without his aid? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.